the world.
Good evening, good evening. This is Veronica Entwistle, and you've tuned in to BBS Radio's Radiance by Design. What does that mean? It's what do we radiate out? What are you attracting out there in the law of attraction? What are you attracting in the name of love, intimacy? What are you doing about power and control? Radiance by Design is a show about you. It's a call-in show. We want you to call in with your issues of growth, expansion, and getting I always believe that we're going to get to higher and higher frequencies so that we're these multidimensional high-frequency beings of light and magic. And that's why I could say Radiance by Design. You're going to choose what you radiate. So if you call in with a question, what we like to do is tell you what we see, what the guides and angels see and suggest and so on, and then how to transform that issue just a sec, I'm trying to get my sound all down. Yeah. I'm just echoing into my microphone. I don't know if you could hear this. Can you hear it? Excuse me just a minute while we do a little. All right. So what we're talking about today is we're talking about love, because it's almost Valentine's Day. And besides that, how many times a day do you think about love? Probably a lot, eh? Most of us think about it a whole lot. We're supposed to dispense love in everything we do. And as we evolve as a species, we're supposed to be carriers, bearers of love. And every now and then I'm really good at actually sending love to someone who's in crisis or whatever. But if I'm in something inside, I may notice inside of myself, and I'm asking you to do the same thing because this isn't just about me, noticing inside that I don't have the feeling of love that I'm sending out there. It's not a beingness, it's a doingness. And actually the art of living is about getting to the point where your frequency is the frequency of love, or your radiance is that which is the radiance of love. And because we're human beings, we've all been through a whole lot of the kind of blinding influences of landing here on the planet from gosh knows what galaxy and so on, and then coming through the densities of the third dimension. And in those densities, in those deep primordial reactions of kill or be killed, fight or flight, or taking on the family lineage and all of that kind of hoo-ha, we develop more and more reactive energies. We're trying to, I think of it like a sleeve because people are getting so many tattooed sleeves. And I'm going, isn't that kind of like the reactive energies that we all accrue during lifetimes where we're kind of in this sleeve of reactions? So when I talk about love, sometimes it's hard for the core part, the essence of my being, to really feel and push through that love all the way through those reactions and out into the world. And that's true for probably a lot of us. I would say most of you are like that. I'm going to do a number of things today, which I always do. One of which is I'm going to do a structural meditation. It's a meditation in which you visualize sacred geometric shapes, and you can use these to protect yourself to create a vibrational research center in your life, to set it up at any point in time in order to deal with the situation that's at hand, in order to set it up to evolve or whatever. So we're going to do that kind of meditation, and we're going to do something about love. I don't know whether we're going to do that meditation around love, or you should do whatever it is you want to work on inside of the structure, but I really encourage you to use that as your research center. And then we're going to discuss the issue of intimacy, which we talked about last week. And it's absolutely fascinating because our society has shifted, hasn't it? All over the world, actually, not just our society, has broken apart. Many, many relationships have broken apart, and then the people have to or don't have to, depending on the nature of the person, have to break apart inside, break their internal structure, and awaken more and more of their own true self, not the reactive self, the adapted self and all of that, or the lineage self, but the true self in order to share true self. I think most of you listening to Radiance by Design are aware of the chakras. And the second chakra, which is it's the orange one at the belly area, And it's everybody else's influence. So you're standing in the back of your own womb saying, who am I in the middle of all this? It's all the, so the chakra that holds the karmic, the subconscious, everything left over, old hamburger, whatever it is that's left over in there. And so when we're sharing and we're including a sexual interaction, it's really interesting. People say, well, sex is very grounding. And I sort of chuckle in a way and go, yeah, but you know what? It's also a tool for sharing our unconscious and subconscious programming and our karmic stuff as well. So if you don't know yourself very well, and if you haven't found at least glimpses and glimmers into the true you, and you want to have a relationship that lasts, it's mighty difficult. Because honestly, you can't share what you don't have. The universal energies are such that they're breaking us up. I don't know how you guys have felt over the last week or two, but to me, the energies of Mercury retrograde and also this incredible lineup of planets, which is apparently all on one side of the universe right now, have made it very difficult for me anyway to hold some subconscious programmings down, stifle them, leave them down, submerged. I've had to shake, rattle, and roll in order to feel and see some of the craziest belief structures and fears. I mean, when they come up like that, I know I'm in a cleansing process. And of course, I'm an intuitive, and I do a lot of healing work, and I have clientele all over the world, really, by phone, of course. We don't fly by jets all day. Wouldn't that be fun? And a lot of people are actually going through some kind of crazy, I say crazy because it's a non-linear feeling kind of release of huge programs in there. And then it's also so that as the universe flexes muscles like this, excuse me, as the universe brings up or changes frequency enough to jar us out of our, trance, and this stuff moves up, it's moving through the collective. So it's not only me that's feeling that, it's many people. And then there in the grand collective, there is a wave of change going on because we cannot leave submerged any longer, certain fight or flight. I mean, huge, huge feelings of like shame or guilt or, I mean, pick anything from the arsenal of deep feelings that keep us fighting each other and keeping us if I have it, you don't, and if you have it, I don't. So there's a lot of shifting going on, and the universe is really moving and grooving. And we can talk about global warming, but I really believe also that the universe and the Earth, Mother Earth, are all bringing up the changes required for us to shift the dynamics of what it is to be a human being, which, of course, shifts the dynamics of what it is to be in relationship. That was a long diatribe talking about relationship and how they've broken up en masse all over the world, and that the goal in that is actually maybe superconscious. You know, we could say it's subconscious, it's unconscious, it's evolutionary. But it's not just destruction. It's destruction in order to make room for a clearer, really more dynamic sharing. So it's almost Valentine, and we're all going to talk about love, about intimacy, about relationship, about control and power, and those kind of yummy things that we love to think about in our quiet times. Now, the first thing we're going to do, I'll give the numbers after we do our first meditation, which is really the structural meditation that we usually use. And I'm recommending to you that you pull into your visual something to do with relationships or the way you share. Because the way we share is really about us, because you know the law of attraction. And who we bring to share with is someone that I yard in because of my soul journey and the way I attract, not just soul journey, my human journey, my lineage, and so on, and the way I attract in a matched being for myself. And then what happens in intimacy, if we're not really careful, we have to push and pull and push and pull and really push each other around and then separate again, because in that separation, very often there's a rip tear and then the stuffings come out, and then we get a chance to see some of the issues that we need to look at in order to be closer to our true self and then closer in sharing who we really are. But I believe this, that if you go in there and begin to find out what's blocking your relationship between yourself and your higher self even, and your true self and your true nature, then you can actually have a wonderful relationship. I recommend to many people just getting into relationships that you pay a lot of attention to the development of the true self. Get it to be a little bit self-absorbed side by side, because as you delve in, you'll find many ways of understanding and accommodating one another. But we're going to talk more about that, because we all want to know what love is. Remember that old song? I love that because I'm always thinking, what exactly is love? What do you think it is? You can call in and tell me after this little meditation. Oh, now the first thing we want to do is call in our higher guides and angels. Let's call in the guides and angels and our higher selves. Good. And let's feel their presence. Call in the presence as we move into our center, deep within, and create the sacred space for our meditation. And in fact, every time I do this, I go, why don't I do this every 5 minutes? Because it certainly is a good frequency, isn't it? Isn't it lovely? Now, above your head, see a golden ball. And below your spine, a golden ball. And draw a filament of light from the upper golden ball. I want to see above your head about 2 miles. And from that golden ball about 2 miles up, right down through your spine and into the lower golden ball about 20 feet below, drop a filament of light, a radiant, powerful filament of light. Excellent. Now you can feel it buzzing in your body. If not, take a few deep breaths. See if you can't raise your freedom or your ability to actually let these feelings show. Now around your waist, perhaps 8 feet in radius from your body, a whole circle of golden balls. They're so beautiful, and they're made of a very high frequency metal. And from the upper golden ball, drop a myriad of filaments of radiant pink light to the circle around your body until you're in a kind of a, it's a canopy, like a tent. And from the circle of golden balls, drop many, many filaments of light to the lower golden ball. And now you've got a canopy pointing up and a canopy pointing down. And then inside of this structure, I want you to feel and experience a crystal ball, and it's very beautiful. It's many, many colors. You know how a crystal can take many, many shades and tones, spectral hues. Mm-hmm. Now today, again, mine is going gold. Very often lately, mine are turning gold. And if you get those kinds of messages, they are messages from your superconscious and your subconscious and who knows, your unconscious and your guides. They're messages, and as long as they're very clear and they're not murky, you go ahead and feel the presence of that color that shows up in your world. Yeah. So whatever color's there for you, it's perfect. And now we're going to go farther inside, and we're going to be in a double tetrahedron, which is a three-sided pyramid pointing up and a three-sided pyramid pointing down. And together, those create a kind of a diamond, three-dimensional diamond shape, which has a very powerful influence on, well, power, on energy. And whilst you're inside the double tetrahedron, see yourself spinning and spinning and spinning it. Spinning and spinning and spinning. And while you do, we're going to create a magical screen. And on that screen, I'd like you to work with images. And in these images, they're like little movies. I want you to really feel what it is you're seeing and experiencing, or actually experience your visions of what it is you want to be involved in. And I'd like you to focus today on intimacy, relationships, and it can be healing and so on as well, whatever you want. But we're talking about intimacy today. Sometimes you might want to see yourself on that screen with someone or even by yourself and ask to see and be shown where you block intimacy in your world. Now, my belief, my first question is, does everybody block intimacy? And then I say to myself, yeah. I believe that we all are going to go deeper with it. There's always an undoing and unraveling, a stepping out of the conventional adaptation models that we've had. That's right. So it's not like you're doing it wrong. It's like we're evolving here. But some of us are really afraid of intimacy. I wonder why. Probably because we got blasted out of the water with some of our reactions in the past, right? What do you think of that? And stop with this stuff. If I'm older now, I probably can't find anyone. Forget that. A lot of us have been on the path for a long time and are seeking partnership and are seeking intimacy, even though we're a little older. Doesn't matter what convention says. You're creating, and you're creating through, again, attraction. And I always say through release and clearing and attraction and designing and intention. All right, so I want you to focus on your screens and let's bring in your sense of yourself and what it is that blocks your intimacy in yourself. Ask yourself to show yourself on the screen. Where's my intimacy blocked? Good, you'll probably get a little movie of little blockages and so on. Alright. And then who else are you going to look at? You want to see this part. You want to see where your intimacy is blocked. And now let's take a look at other people that you're involved in. And ask to be shown how your rapport is with them. Can you see how your blocks block a two-way exchange? This is not a hunt for their inadequacies. This is a hunt for our own limitations. Because again, by the law of attraction, and you know what? I've seen this so much, that people can change something in themselves and then the same relationship can become much easier. You know, it's not saying anybody was wrong. They're saying energetically and according to our defenses and so on, we've just changed the whole thing. So you take a few minutes and take a look at people you're in relationship with, whether it's children or parents, a lover, a spouse. Excellent. And see in the movies what it is that blocks. Good. And then how to clear that. It's asked to clear it or have your angels take those blocks. And then you visualize what the outcome could be. And you keep doing it. Going through certain people for a few minutes. Some of our blocks were developed in way, way past other lives. Yeah, don't be afraid, just keep clearing them. Okay, so I'm seeing somebody with a child, too, and I see between the mother and child, or maybe it's the father, I see a huge, huge block. So that's not what I was thinking we were going to talk about. But that's intimacy as well. Can you really be your true nature in front of your father, in front of your son, in front of your mother, in front of your son or daughter, whatever? Sometimes the block's there, how we were raised as children or what came through with other lives. But I'm just seeing several people who have huge blocks between themselves and their children. It's interesting, isn't it? Okay, now what you want to do, and then we're going to step out of our wonderful visualization. What you want to do is take some golden light and shoot it up between all the people. Give yourself a chance to cleanse and clear these blocks in your body, mind, and in the child or in the partner, whoever you're working with, and fill the room with golden light. And then be aware of coming back into the double tetrahedron. And again, spinning and spinning and spinning in the double tetrahedron. You can actually take a partnership in, take a person in with you, and both of you spin and spin and spin. I think Lazarus has an exercise where you spin to the right, then you spin to the left, and then you spin from top to bottom, and then you turn the other way from bottom to top, sort of like one of those amazing rides at the fair. But I want you to spin and spin, and then come back in. Now, it's really interesting because when we're talking, and I hope you'll call in and tell me what you're learning. And I also hope you'll call in about your relationships, about intimacy, about Valentine's, about what it is you want from love in your world, and how are you doing? Is there something we can help you with to make it a little clearer about why there's a stiffness or a fear, or maybe even simply a lack of partnership coming in? Because I can see somebody right now, I'm seeing this wonderful woman, and she's just lovely, but she looks like she has a kind of a, she's quite tall, and she has a kind of a veneer around her. She's been on her own for a long time and has adapted. You know, it's funny, I used to say to people a long time ago, I used to say, if you've got it all together, you can rest assured you're single. Because the problem with single people, and I've been there myself, is that we tend to compensate, we design, we sort things out, we can handle this, we can handle that, and then we set up a kind of a field or frequency around us which prevents us from feeling or from sending out the message that we're incomplete, not just incomplete, but seeking some transference of energy or something. It's as if we've learned to be rather discreet about any of our vulnerabilities. So it's kind of cute. I see this woman, and she's just really beautiful, and she has this fine veneer of energy all around her. And she has deep within her kind of an expectation that she can't have relationships because it just hasn't worked for her, and that's what she is, and that's how it's got to be. And I'm teasing her, going, are you kidding? You're just a real sweetheart, and you have a relationship coming up if you want it. But it can bounce off you as if you have a glass case around you. And I know her protection, self-protection, is not as severe as a glass case. But, you know, we're energy beings. And when somebody's saying inside, golly, there's nobody there for me, the people around will walk around as if they don't even see her. Isn't that interesting? We're just so magical, and it's just a real gossamer veneer that goes on. I'm going to give you the numbers so that you can call in. I'd love it if you call. In fact, I have to turn my pages here. All right, so in the States, in the U.S., the number is 877-876-5227, 877-876-5227. And then if you're in Canada, good old Canada, it's my home, my native land, although I've been living here for a long time and loving it too. From Canada, it's 888-810-8322, 888-810-8322. And then the direct line is 530-876-3222, 530-876-3222. So I'm looking forward to your calls. And, oh, goody, who are you? You're on the air.
Hi, Veronica.
Hi.
This is Vivian.
Hi, Vivian. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm having fun.
You are having fun.
Yes, I am.
Uh-huh. Well, I wanted to share on the topic of what you've been talking about that I have been the woman that you were talking about keeping my blocks and reserve up for many, many years, preventing a relationship to come in.
And you were raising children, weren't you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so
I just want to say one thing, Vivian, because why I said you were raising children, weren't you? Because I actually know who Vivian is, ladies and gentlemen. However, I'm seeing here in the moment that you have a vibration of having had to have been the authority, which can be another way of closing us off, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So go ahead.
So, what I have recently become aware of about me,
mm-hmm,
is that it is important for me to have a relationship with a man in my case, and I didn't recognize that because I wouldn't allow it. But to me, love is being appreciated and loved back, and being able to give love to everyone you choose to have in your circle. But the difference between the relationship with the man is the intimacy, of course. And the program, as a child, I wasn't raised in a household that, you know, hugs and kisses were always going on. You know, intimacy was behind closed doors.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really didn't understand what it was and until a month ago. And,
oh, good.
The issues for me in the programming is about what others will say, my family members, my close friends. It sort of will send them off into a different kind of a judgment about me.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't care.
Okay.
You know, it's my turn, and I want to take it all in, and I'm not going to allow myself to not feel it.
Good girl.
And it's because it's that important to me.
Well, can I say something before we forget? I don't want to forget this section. Is as you were speaking of it, I could see such a fear of vulnerability that you have applied to keeping your life together in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to remind everybody that when we aren't when we're afraid of vulnerability and we don't want to go into it, isn't it amazing how stuck we can get, all of us? We get really stuck. Vulnerability is a real prerequisite for evolution.
Ah.
You see?
Yeah.
And so watching your fear of vulnerability, I want to just give you a big hug and say, you're safe, girl.
Uh-huh.
Be vulnerable, because what's happening also with family and all that is there's a death here, and the death is of your identity, the way they're holding you in place in a certain way. We all do this to one another, don't we?
Absolutely.
So you, as you become more involved with your partner, are actually the Vivian that you've been, who's adapted so well and raised your children and so on, is kind of dying in a way.
It's absolutely true, because we don't even speak about the past.
Excellent.
We speak in the now and in the future.
Excellent.
Uh-huh. And it makes all the difference. It makes all the difference.
But you've mentioned this other thing, which is very sweet, which is the family, right?
Mm-hmm.
So isn't that sort of how we all grow? We've got this thing behind us that somehow are identified this way, and we're wanting to break out of it, and yet we're scared of it, right?
Yes. Well, yes, because that's a kind of love that you've known your entire life, you know, an unconditional of sorts love. But it's, and I include that in my description of love, because
mm-hmm.
I want my children to love me. I want my sisters and my brother to love me, you know. But it's not, for me, it isn't the organic, natural love that includes intimacy.
Mm-hmm. Let me just jump around a little bit. This fellow that you're just getting involved in, he seems to be fairly on his path, on his journey. He's seeking, he's learning, isn't he?
Yes.
So he's more like, what would we call it, a spiritual partner, in the sense of, like, the intimacy requires that journeying into the self.
Mm-hmm.
To know more of the self, doesn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I'm excited because, A, it's scary, because for any of us, as we grow and release parts of ourselves, it's scary. But you have a partnership that he's willing to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And more than willing, he'll grab you by the hand and say, come on.
Yes.
Isn't that wonderful?
It is wonderful. And, you know, the other part about it is that my circle of friends is late 50s, early 60s females, all of which have given up the concept of having a solid, healthy relationship. And I would not allow that. I wouldn't allow it to come into my being, so to speak.
And
you know,
I have to say that we need to smack each other's hand when we say that kind of thing. Because
uh-huh.
I promise you, I don't know tons of them, but I know wonderful men who want the same as we do, and they want
yes.
somebody to grow with. They don't want to get stifled as they get older. They want to grow.
Yes.
And so you can tell your girlfriends, for me, that's just an old belief that was passed on and marketed very well, but it doesn't have to be their truth.
That's absolute truth. Mm-hmm. Absolute. I'm living proof.
Yeah, and you have a big, big heart, and there's still a huge timidity within your... Well, let's go back to the word intimacy. I'm using that as that whole framework with which we share, in this case with someone very, very dear and special.
Mm-hmm.
And in your framework, there's a real, what would you call it, a very fragile fear of releasing what it is you've known. And yet you have this really deep light about wanting to be more, wanting to be all, wanting to break out of even the conventional world and touch your creativity, your delight, your evolution, and the heart and soul of another. And
mm-hmm.
I believe you've got, you know, I can never guarantee it, eh? But because in relationships, we make the results every minute. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's not like a guaranteed thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like a very beautiful school of transformation for the two of you. Big
mm-hmm.
heart.
Oh.
And he has a big heart, and he's also frightened, you see?
Yes.
Now, the thing about intimacy that I think is a really good thing to tell everybody at home is that it's those fears that lock us down, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So your humor is going to be the greatest. And how other people think, well, you know what? You're breaking the crust. And nobody's going to like it because you're shifting their security, but they're going to love it once they get over the Band-Aid effect. You know,
that's absolutely right on.
Yeah, say, oh, you messed up my reality.
Exactly.
You say, well, hot diggity,
mine.
I really wanted to do that. I want it to be bigger than what we had before.
Yes.
And I feel like it can be very funny. And I think you have a daughter who's, yeah.
I do have a daughter. And she, you know, I think on a subconscious level, she knows something's up. I haven't said anything.
Well, she's funny because she's going to object and she's going to absolutely get excited.
Mm-hmm.
So she's a great reflection of what society does.
Yes, she is, in many ways.
But they're going to love you to bits, but they're not going to like certain moments, and that's okay. They're allowed to have their little fit.
Mm-hmm.
And you might want to tease yourself and announce it to people that way. Okay, I'm going to distress your reality right now. Please forgive me, because actually, most of us don't want it changed, and we all want it changed.
Yes.
You know.
Well, you know, it's something that I've been praying for and asking the universe for.
And you know something? It's something you've also worked for and striven for.
Yes.
Well, bless your heart. I just see it as very good. And I say the greatest hazard, if I want to use that, it's an extreme word. However, the greatest difficulty in your intimacy part, I don't mean just the sexual thing, I mean the whole sharing of the inner part, is that vulnerability and that fear.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something we all have to master. That's part of the path too, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And if you only, I'm not also making a prediction, I hope you know that, but if you only had a short period of time, it's wonderful.
That's right.
And we want it to go on for a long time. But if we could learn to really love the experience, as you said, in the now moment, right?
That's
now,
right.
It changes your entire vibration.
It really does. And that's what's the important right now.
Yeah.
You know, not
you
just
know,
for me,
for
but
him.
For everyone.
He's been scared. He's a little Dickens. He's been scared, and he's doing fine.
Oh.
Yeah, isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
The courage to be timid and vulnerable and sensitive, keep going, you know,
mm-hmm.
instead of hiding under the pillow.
Mm-hmm.
But the feelings are strong, and I'm so grateful you called in, and I think Valentine's going to be a wonderful day for you.
Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day to you, Veronica, and I just love the show.
Oh, it's good. Well, call in again, Vivian.
All right. Take good care.
Many blessings.
Many blessings. Bye-bye.
Now, isn't that a good story? Because, and I found my wonderful partner when I was in my late 50s, and I think we're doing just fine, but we're not going to expose ourselves on the air here right now. Maybe you will, though, so call in with your questions. What's really exciting about this is that many of us have been on the path for a long, long time, and that means we've confronted and felt one limitation, one reaction after another, one level of consciousness after the other. evolving, morphing, regressing, getting grumpy and acting out and then going on. A lot of us have done that, and there's a lot of people in their 60s right now, or 50s and 60s, who are finding more and more evolved potential in intimacy and relationships. So I want to say that, because I hear what Vivian said about her friends and so on. I hear that a lot from people, that it's just not possible to find, or women will say to me, it's not possible to find an evolved man. Well, you know what? I see them all the time, and they're wonderful. So I think we have another caller, do we? Or was that just a click? Here's the other thing I wanted to say, is that we talk about the law of attraction, and I was going through the book. Many of you know the book. Oh, I do. I have a caller. I'll take the caller first, and then I'm going to talk about evaluating different feelings. Good afternoon. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Veronica.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. I'm just great, actually. How do you like Valentine's?
It's not too bad. I like it.
Do you have a question for me?
Yeah. I just had a question. I was just wanting to know how this relates to me, if you could ask your guides and angels. I wanted to know what it meant for Brian, unification of the seraphim, or what you call seraphim, the angels,
mm-hmm.
and how that relates with Brian.
Ask me the question again.
The unification of the seraphim, or seraphim, certain groups of angels.
And how it relates to you. You know what?
Yes.
I don't think I'm going to do that, because that's going to take quite a while, and I think I'd like to stick with my subject today, just because.
Oh, okay, okay.
And I want it to be more personal with people.
Okay.
All right? But there's a whole lot in this that's very, very powerful for you. I will
okay.
say that. And actually, here's one other thing I'll say, is that you have an issue of intimacy yourself. Do you know that?
Yeah.
And part
off and
of
on.
And part of it is because, okay, off and on is a good term, because part of it is because as you evolve and grow, you're emerging, you're actually morphing into kind of a different person. And I want to say to everybody, as we change and grow at a very high rate, it's really difficult to say, this is who I am. How can you say this is who I am when I'm saying to you, I'm changing every minute. I have no idea who I'm really going to be. So here I am. You can count on it, but only for a second, because I'm in the now. So there's an aspect of your nature living like that. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
And the truth of self is that which you're seeking and going to find in combined resources with that of the universe, you see. So
yeah,
that's where we get into your question, which is too complex
yes.
for me right now.
The intimacy is kind of, I don't know, sometimes how I deal with it is different, I guess, most. I kind of push it aside, and then at certain times I want that in my life, and other times I push it aside because I feel that I don't need it all the time, or maybe I do. So
but
it just,
how does
it,
your
it
partner
back
feel about that?
Yes.
How does your partner feel about that?
They might feel that I pushed them away, maybe a little too much.
And now here's the other thing about intimacy that I think is really important, is sometimes it's crucial to put your feet in the shoes of your partner.
That's
I mean,
true. Feel so, how they would see it, things, their perspective. Yeah.
Yeah, and really their feelings, not a rational, judged thing, but a, 'cause I see her being rejected a lot, feeling rejected a lot. And I'm not judging you at all. I'm saying
No. I'm glad. I love it for your honesty. I thank you.
If we look at how our intimacy is working, finding those places where we think we're just doing what's important and the other person's feeling rejected, then some of the difficulty is at least illuminated long enough to put the Band-Aids on, if not actually evolve beyond it.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if that was a part of having a son here who's about 2.5 years of age,
mm-hmm.
maybe she feels I spend more time with him than her.
I think that my reading on it is that she feels that you're preoccupied. One time I had a lover, and he used to say having a relationship with me was having a relation was like having a relationship with someone who had another lover, And that's because I was so deeply involved in my spiritual journey.
Hmm.
Does that make sense?
So yeah,
there's a rejection component in there, which if we understood, it wouldn't be so hard. But if we don't understand it, then there gets to be a combative force between two people.
Yeah, I feel at times, Veronica, that I need to I compromise too much, or maybe I should. I don't know.
I don't know about that. But because I'm just picking up that part of it, and I should go on to another caller. So.
Okay.
But
well,
many blessings,
you,
and take her out dancing or something for Valentine's, or at least sit together for a few minutes and really be real about love and how each other feels, because it's that exchange and that knowing of one another that will help you increase your intimacy if that's what your goal is.
Yes.
All right.
Well, thank you, dear. And you and Bob have a wonderful Valentine's Day.
We're planning on it.
Okay.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Now, that was an interesting call in the sense that on the spiritual journey, I've had people say, oh, so-and-so's really self-absorbed. On the spiritual journey, guess what? We are self-absorbed at times, and I don't think of it as the nasty form of self-absorption. But everything we do is about getting to the truth, integrity, growth, and so on of ourselves, or the clearing of our past, or the stepping out of the familial chain of pain, or isn't that all about me, me, me? Mm-hmm. So the self-absorption is an essential thing. But what happens in intimacy when you're doing that? Now, if the other person's not in that, I think there's somebody on the line, is there?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Veronica. My name is Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca. How you doing?
Good. I just want to say I turned in a few minutes late, but I really was thankful that you were talking about the energies that are going on right now and how it's playing havoc with relationships.
Oh, good.
Because there is a couple of people in my life that it's just kind of moving away, and I know it's not anything where I need to do amends or anything like that, and I also don't have the energy, which I know now means don't ask them or don't try to pursue it or do whatever, and it's that part of letting go.
Mm-hmm. You also need to cry.
Pardon me?
You seem to have deep down you need to cry.
You know, that's a really good idea.
Peel some onions.
Oh, okay. This is more like a question. I like a certain body type of men,
mm-hmm.
and I always put it in terms of I want somebody that's in shape. But I have friends that say, well, like attracts like. And so if I'm not in shape, I'm not going to attract that body type. So I was thinking, though, that must be a certain energy that they resonate, right?
Right. I believe that, yeah.
But I guess, too, instead of looking at it as somebody that's in shape, looking at it as a certain body type, you know what I mean, where they
yep.
don't really care who they're with. Does that make sense?
I don't know. I want to say this, though. I want to say that sometimes we have, well, you know this, we have karma, we have expectation, we have familial stuff, we have the legend of the family and doodly-doo, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes the body type fits into that. It doesn't necessarily fit into your evolution.
Uh-huh.
Do you see what I mean? So sometimes it's a good idea to really select in your mind's eye that body type and then put it aside. Like if you're visualizing your mate,
uh-huh.
put it aside, because the being that you want is going to break the mold. The being you want is very different, but sometimes our demand, I have that too. And many, many people that I know who are on the path have had to look at that thing, because sometimes the body type is the thing that gets you into the most trouble.
Right. And that's looking at it more from the physical level.
Yeah.
I just got what you said. I got what you said. Moving into the higher consciousness, that's not as big of a thing.
You want, I'll tell you what, you want a very refined, wonderful spirit. And I'm laughing at you. How old are you? Can I ask you that?
Yeah, I'm 47.
Oh, good. Okay, I'll tell you why, because you just look younger than I am, and yet you don't look like a babe. But you look like you've striven quite a bit and learned a great deal in your life and are about to make a quantum leap into a new level of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And I see a being coming in who probably doesn't have the body type that you respect the most, but he's got a very refined frequency, very refined, a deep compassion. He has a very I don't think he's ugly, and I don't think he has an ugly body. It's not that. He's probably a break from what it is that you've experienced in the past. But what I see that's the most important is there's going to be a reach in your own frequency. You're going to move up in frequency, and he's going to be there to catch that and match that. And
right.
You look back and go, isn't that interesting? Because I would never have gone for somebody like this, and yet he's just so precious, I can't stand it. You know?
I totally got what you said, and I know that it's going to rattle the social norms. Either the person is going to be younger and or maybe of a different, like, nationality, so...
Maybe he'll be an E.T., girl.
An E.T.?
Uh-huh.
Oh, girl. Okay.
No, I'm teasing right now. I doubt that the E.T.s are ready to date us unless they're in a good screening process, you know?
Right, right.
But maybe. I mean, I shouldn't have said that. I don't even know that. But I'll tell you what, it's really beautiful to see your journey because here it is, almost Valentine's, and you have worked for yourself really well. And there's a control, and I'm not using it in the nasty sense of the term, but a containment and self-organization and so on, which you have, which is going to just break apart pretty soon. And it's making me cry because it's just a release kind of cry. And then you're going to find yourself in, and you've already expressed it a different way, in a new group of people, little bit by little bit. And there's your Prince Charming. And you never would have noticed him last year.
Mm-hmm. No, I totally agree.
You, there's
going to
be a lot. He sees you. He goes, oh, there she is.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot going on in the next 6 weeks. So,
well, I'm excited for you, honey, because your work is paying off.
Well, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate that. And I want to wish you a very happy Valentine's Day as well.
Thank you. May we all feel the love that we really dream about.
Yeah, and that we emanate.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks so much.
Okay.
Bye.
Well, that's true. She says that we emanate, and I'm going, well, you know what? That made me stop for a second. I go, okay, let's do a little exercise about love, unless we have a caller, but I think what we'll do is a little exercise about love. I was starting to talk about this book, Power Versus Force, which was really a big deal a while back. It's by David Hawkins, and I was just looking back into how it talks about the frequencies. You know, we talk about this is a radiance by design, and we're always talking about frequency or raising your fields and frequency in order to move into the world with more, what, ability to manifest and more ability to attract that what you really, really believe in doing. And you want to check through this book because he's got these evaluations of different feelings. So like shame is running at the number 20. And what he's saying is anything below 200 is destructive of life for both the individual and the society at large. Shame's at 20. I'll just go through these really fast. Guilt is at 30. Apathy, that means you just don't really care about what you're doing or who cares, is at 50. And he's talking about how these are life-draining, and they drain each other. So if you come into the room with those kinds of feelings, you're actually pulling down the frequency of the entire camaraderie that's going on. Grief is 75. And the interesting thing about grief, thanks, if you just hold on, I'll make this very fast.
Mm-hmm.
The interesting thing about grief is that it colors one's entire vision of experience. So if you're dealing with somebody with grief, they're not going to see what you're offering them. Fear is at 100. Desire is only 125, and we live in desire a great deal. Anger, only 150. Pride, 175. Now we get to 200, and that's where courage is. So we're at the life-sustaining frequency of 200. And then here we go, the energy level of neutrality, that's where we're non-reactive, we're just holding a center, is 250. Willingness, 310. Acceptance, 350. Then we get up here to love. I've skipped a page, let's see. Reason, and then love is 500. So love is 500, and very few people can radiate love all the time. You find it if you ever sit by Amici, or one of these certain gurus seem to have it. Not all. Any of the ones I suss out, they don't all have it, at least all the time. But to be it is a real challenge for us to actually let that frequency radiate through. It's a practice, isn't it? I'm not going to have time for the meditation. I'm practicing it because I'd rather take this caller today. But I want you to think about that. And it's really, on Valentine's, it's really wonderful to see if we can bring through the frequency of love and emanate that. And one way you can do it is the old way of fake it till you make it, which is you send that love out consciously and try to embody it within yourself and deal with fears. It's always about clearing. My guides say about 95% of it is clearing. Clearing what blocks your ability to love, your fears, your vulnerabilities. Good afternoon. You're on the air. Thank you so much for being patient.
Oh, it was great to listen. My name is Anne, and I wanted to check in and say Happy Valentine's.
Happy Valentine's to you, my dear friend Anne.
Indeed. And I want to bring it sort of full cycle, because I sort of identify with that person you were talking about at the beginning of this show, and I've appreciated each caller as they kind of seem to me they're getting closer to that radiant essence. But I would, however, you'd like to maybe give me some feedback or teach, or I recently had an experience of at least I got, I felt attracted to somebody that was sort of at least in my field, whereas before, if you live kind of in kind of a rigid way, that doesn't even happen.
So, you know, what's happened to you is that Anne's been living alone for quite a while and has been through an awful lot of change. And what I'm seeing in you is an interesting kind of engorgement at the throat area and a big kind of a hollowing out in the chest that they show that in the essence of your being, you have a tremendous love ability. But there's been a lot of reason for you to hold it back and then define your terms carefully to keep yourself safe and so on. But you have, you'll love this, they're showing this, that you have a natural kind of a funny vibration of love.
Yes.
That when you're playing and when you're in humor, you can bubble it through. Even though you have, and this is interesting to me and very relevant to this show, is even though you have protective vibrational tools like the rest of us, and you were speaking of Vivian at the beginning because you also have a kind of a protective,
yes,
a very delicate shield around you. But even though you have that, they're showing that when you're being funny and laughing, you're very often touching people with a very, very deep loving vibration that comes through you. It's a part of your essence. So you're getting there, my dear, and you also are going to meet several men because of a gathering that you're going to go through over the next little while, almost like a project or something.
Uh-huh.
And in that project, your potential for meeting someone enhances itself, and I believe you'll go through three different reflections, and it might just be as friends, but you'll learn a lot about how,
as I step it up and feel probably less grief, or you know, the sad feelings that come up right before you, when you kind of right before you meet somebody, or
right,
yeah,
that's right. And but I see three. It's kind of interesting. And I don't want you to say, oh, I will be rejected two times. When's one going to pick me? It's not like that. It's like there's a bouncing and a playfulness amongst the three before someone steps
and an
forward.
Excitement.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and also funny. You are funny. And
I
if
know.
You're allowed to be, not allowed, if you allow yourself to be that way in a group, you will find the attraction begins to bloom. Do you
because
understand?
I'm really letting my energy out in an authentic way, right?
Not yeah, and also when you see it in their eyes, you're like a little performer. I mean,
absolutely.
It's like hard for you to turn it off when you find that you're actually lifting and helping people resolve their own
doodah.
Right. So you've got some very good stuff coming up, and I would put that on my altar for Valentine's if I were you.
I will indeed.
And thank you so much.
And thank you, and have a great Valentine's for you both.
Thanks.
All right.
Thanks,
thank you.
Anne. Bye. You know, that's really an interesting call, because here I'm saying that it's difficult to hold and maintain a love frequency, but here's this wonderful being who's showing us that the essence of love comes through her, mostly when she's having a good time, hello, and is also playing and sharing and so on. This is important for us to remember that all of us have some access like that, and what we want to do is practice bringing it forward. This is Veronica Entwistle. You've been listening to Radiance by Design, and golly, I really enjoyed your calls. If you'd like to email me, it's veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. Let me know what it is you think about the show, what is it you'd like to talk about, and so on. So please do email me. Now, over this next hour, we've got a very exciting guest named Carolyn Corey. Now, Carolyn, when she was very young, began to perceive a lot about the universe, how the universes come together, not just one universe, but how they come together. Carolyn is extremely insightful, does some stunning energy meditations that include the moving of these universal energies consciously. So if you can hang on and listen for another hour, you're in for a real treat. And so I'll see you at the top of the hour and look forward to it with Carolyn Corey. Oh, and thank you for listening.